Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deadhead Tunes.
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball, wanna talk music with you.
Hey, man.
That's right, 9 o'clock here in Kansas City, 7 o'clock in Seattle. So we apologize for the early morning phone caller. Is it okay that it's 7 o'clock there, Matt? Or is it, you know, hey, let's do this quick. I got to get back to sleep.
No, I'm good with this. I'm good. I'm usually up anyway.
There we go. No Bob. So we have lost total control, if you're okay with that.
Wow. Early vacation, or is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. But he just he went to North Dakota. He'd never been there before, so he decided to go there this year. Him and the wife.
Oh, okay, all right.
All 50 states he's now been to. Q.
Is that right?
Do you know how many you've knocked out?
Yeah, all of them.
I've never been to Alaska. I know that.
Hawaii.
I've been to Hawaii. Yeah, I think I've probably been to most of them, but maybe yeah. Most of them, probably a few on the list if I really spent some time looking at it.
What's a place you've been that most people would think, really, that was an interesting state?
I really like when growing up, we used to go to Maine in the summers. I used to think that was a really cool place to go. I mean, the water was great. The food was great. You know, it was just a really peaceful place in the summertime.
No doubt. So I know that radio hosts tend to have big mouths, and I am one of those that I admit to that. I want to ask you this question. I want to get your response on that, but I had an idea. I don't know if this works for, you know, as a manager of a baseball team, but Cags hitting seventh, sixth, whatever it may be. I know that he's, you know, hit some hard hit balls, had one last night down the first base side that like had me groaning like a grown ass man. Like, really, again? I thought his at bat in the first inning was fantastic. Got the walk, ended up scoring on the loft and hit, just busting it off the bases, pass from first to home. Looked like the big man could move. Is there any sort of reality that if you were to bat him third between Bobby and Vinny, that would take a little bit of stress off him or give him more pitches to see that might be in the zone because of who is in front and who is behind him?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, you're looking at putting an extra at bat on them most nights. You know, when you're hitting sixth and seventh, you might get your fourth at bat. Usually you get four, but those guys at the top of the order, they end up getting five more often. And you wouldn't want to necessarily take that away from a more established guy, like a, you know, pushing somebody else down in the lineup. I understand what you're saying. But I think the game is, unless you're the Aaron Judges of the world or the Bobby Witts, people aren't pitching you necessarily that much differently based on where you are in the lineup, other than what the game situation dictates. And I think in Kags's case, they're, until he proves to them that they need to attack him differently, they're going to attack him the way that it shows what he's handling or what he isn't handling.
Yeah, last night, what'd you see that you liked out of the offense last night that had a pretty solid day at the dish?
Yeah, I mean, we hit the ball hard last night, up and down the lineup. You know, and you talked about Kags' at-bats. The first one was great. You know, I think that was the most quality at-bats he's had in any given game. You know, he's hit some balls hard, especially early. But, yeah, last night I think was the best night that we've seen from him, you know, as far as the quality of his at-bats. I think everybody else, you know, up and down, we got production at the top. We got production at the bottom. You know, the second inning where we scored the two runs, I mean, their second baseman makes a great play. Izzy smokes a ball. If that ball gets through, we're looking at a bigger inning possibly. So it was a productive night up and down against the guy that throws the ball really well.
I remember sitting in your press conference at the end of that series against Tampa Bay, and Annie was asking you, you know, I remember you said things will turn. Was last night maybe evidence that things might start turning in the direction that you had like kind of alluded to, that things will start to turn with this team?
Well, for sure. But I mean, I think even going back into that Dodgers series, you know, two of the games we swung the bat much better, and then coming here the first night, you know, Kirby threw the ball really well. And there's going to be nights like that in the big leagues where the pitcher is just really good. And we have plenty of nights on the other side of the ball where our guys do that to other teams. So we have to be realistic, too. I mean, you're not going to go out there every night and put up seven or eight runs. It's not the norm. So, but yes, I do. I think last night was a great night for us. And I think, like I said, the guys squaring the ball up should give them some confidence. And every game is different. Every plan of attack for every opposing pitcher is different. So, but yes, I think, you know, winning a game here against a good team and, you know, playing pretty well against the Dodgers on the weekend, other than the last game, I think the guys start to feel better about themselves.
It's kind of like, to me, I don't know, it's annoying because the power that I know is there with Cags, but it always seems like he's always leading off. Are you noticing that too, that he tends to lead off a ton of innings, like in the second or wherever it may be later on in the game?
I mean, it has happened. Yeah, for sure. I definitely notice when it does happen, but you know, there's been opportunities with guys on base as well.
Right.
So those are the things that you can't control. I mean, the hitting sixth is not normally a spot where you end up leading off a ton of innings, but in the way things had gone, it has happened to him probably a little bit more than normal. Mm. But at the same time, I mean, he's had his chances with guys on base.
I know you don't probably read all the tea leaves that media puts out and that fan bases put out, but over the last, I don't know, couple of weeks, there's been a lot of scrutiny towards maybe your hitting coach. And I know that you always preach that locker room is a tight niche group. How do you handle, or do you even worry about the adversity that gets put out there with one of your own on the coaching staff?
No, you're right. I don't spend any time reading about that or listening to it. It's not, you know, those decisions, we believe in Zumi. We believe in our whole staff. You know, we know the processes that are in place. And that being said, we constantly evaluate what's going on. We constantly evaluate our day-to-day process, our long-term processes. But nobody cares more about what's going on than our coaching staff, and we live and die with every pitch that goes on out there. So we are very confident in what our guys do. And, you know, we talk to the players, we get feedback from within our staff, you know, in the front office, all those things. So that's how we're going to evaluate what's going on, by the work that's going on and the preparation and the effort and how guys work together and how cohesive the group is. So all those things are in place.
No doubt. It is a 4th of July weekend, so I want to ask you this because my producer, Mac Morey, who you've heard already today, has not seen Armageddon, has not seen Independence Day, and has not seen The Patriot. I assume you've seen all three of those?
Independence Day, I don't know. Definitely the other ones, for sure. Definitely saw the other ones. I'm not sure about it. That's Will Smith?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that or not. Maybe I have. It's definitely not one that I recall too well, but the other ones I definitely have seen and definitely like.
I also told him he'll cry no matter what at the end of Armageddon. I'm correct on that, right?
That's a good one. I have not seen that in a long time, but I did enjoy that movie.
No doubt about it. I hope we did okay with Dad not here. Everything is fine with Bob, I promise, but I hope we held it down okay for you, Matt. Go out there. You know what? The hell with Seattle. Go take the next two and get on to Arizona.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is Matt Cottrell, Royals manager there of the Kansas City Royals, who were victorious last night. Josh Vernier's On Deck show again tonight at 7:30 here on 96.5 The Fan, our Royals insider and our actual man, Big Vern. Toughest job in the industry. 162 pre- and post-game shows, not counting if the playoffs happen?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hasn't seen Independence Day. So you're not the only one on the island.
One. There we go.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The boss just gave me a look.
Oh, he's ready.
The boss, not Bruce Springsteen, not Hugo, not the baby, the man, the myth, the legend, Steven Spector, is about to walk into the studio. You know, let's have some conversations with Steven Spector, who's got some great takes about some great topics, about a great holiday. He doesn't apologize to the people. He accepts their apologies. I'm trying to do the Joey Chestnut thing. We don't know what's going on. It's 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
The Fan, Fesco and Dusty. No Fesco, but someone else in Fesco's chair now. As you're listening to Dusty Likens and Mac Moore for the past three or so hours, we
Look
now
at this
are joined.
Kid go. The boss. Hey, you didn't know it's going to happen. We throw you curves. We ask you questions in between the segments.
I know everybody's mad at me for getting rid of real music.
Yeah.
You can take this particular song out of the rotation.
Come on, man. Tech Booty?
This is bad.
It's called Tech Booty.
It is
booty.
It's not pleasant in my headphones. It's worse in the car.
Hey, you should play him Darren Waller's song.
Oh, no. I've heard it. Okay. Nobody needs to hear that song ever again.
So good. I like Dusty's version more. This song is
it is, dude. So
it's a really, really bad song.
All of his songs so
Which
far.
Now we know why he's back in the NFL. Because he's not doing the rap thing. Because
he spent $4 million on a studio and needs a $5 million salary.
Is that real? What we said.
Like, no, I'm just estimating.
We said all the video, or Max said all the videographers that did the video.
Yeah.
The money that he put into it. Now he's like, this isn't working out. Plus I let Kelsey Plum go. That's his fault. Did you see the celebration of the Fever in the locker room after winning the Commissioner's Cup last night?
Yes, I did.
And how do you rate it?
No comment.
A 10. I know that I'm hard.
What did they win? They won the
Commissioner's Cup.
Is that like the NBA Cup?
It's like, the mid-season tournament.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
So you can't tell me Caitlin Clark's not a champion. You can.
I definitely can. She's never won an WNBA championship.
So this might break your heart. Max never seen Armageddon.
So you've never cried before?
Told you.
That is an automatic cry movie.
Every Dusty time. Said too.
That is an automatic cry movie.
I'm going to have to break that promise. Touching this. Geez. Yeah, dude.
I'm going to have to do it.
Man. Harry Stamper. Shout out Sean Barber to the texture.
Give him the other movies that I haven't seen.
Independence Day.
Yep. Classic.
And The Patriot.
Good, not great.
Okay. Wow.
Did he die? That stupid boy.
It's a good, not great movie.
Out of those three, what do I need to watch first?
Independence Day 1, Armageddon 2, The Patriot 3.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember when you used to go to Blockbuster, you got the third movie for the hell of it?
Yeah.
That would be The Patriot.
You always just had your fingers crossed that the video game was still there, too, that not another kid took it.
Of course.
There was always a kid that was out of school early that took the first video game.
Damn it, Paul.
The Patriot, you don't really need to watch.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Text line says The Patriot's
Have you seen
good.
Braveheart?
Yes.
Okay.
Went through a couple of the other ones, seen Braveheart. I don't know, Sandlot. There were a couple ones.
Have you seen any Lethal Weapons?
Nope.
Oh.
That hit a nerve.
That 1 and 4. Start with 1 and 4. 2 and 3 are fine, but 1 and 4, I think, are the two best.
2's the darkest.
Yep.
3 is kind of like it just had to be made, but Jack Traven is a pretty good villain. And they just absolutely
Busey's the best villain, and I think Jet Li is the second best villain. So that's why I go 1, 4, 2, 3.
Yeah, and the fourth one, I cry in that one, too, when he's at the gravesite with Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
He tells a story about the frog.
Yep.
Dude, so...
Joe Pesci, great bit character in those movies.
Yeah, Leo gets. Anything you want, Leo gets. But we are on the 4th of July, so we're going to have a 4th of July draft, right? So anything is on the table.
Okay. Is there a station mandate where I'm only brought on air for drafts?
No, we brought you on the back.
Nobody ever cares about my sports takes. It's just drafts.
No, I bring you on to back up your word because yesterday you were a firm believer, and so is Shocker Jay Binkley.
Oh boy, I'm aligned with Bink.
Yeah,
I should probably. So, okay,
if you want, the door's there.
I could leave right now.
Hey, let go, man. But no, I said to Binkley, I said if you put Lamar Jackson and Caitlin Clark on a TV screen. Who would the United States, I guess if you polled America, who would the United States know more by the picture, Caitlin Clark or Lamar Jackson?
I still think the answer is Lamar Jackson.
And his reasons were similar to yours. He's like, Lamar's been in the AFC Championship game, plays in the NFL. The NFL reigns supreme. Numbers prove that everybody watched the NFL. And I believe that was similar to your take.
I still think that I'm right. I feel less good about my take after being aligned with Bink. Because Bink's ultimate football guy.
Bink's, oh, yeah, exactly.
Bink is biased. I would not consider myself biased.
Okay.
Because families from Iowa have watched Caitlin Clark the last 4 years, starting, you know, the kind of beginning of her junior year. So, like, not that I was early on Caitlin Clark, but I've watched the come up, I guess. So I still think the answer is Lamar Jackson.
And then the crazy stat of the day to Mark's, today's the midway point of the year, which means now we are closer to 2025. We're closer to 2025 than we are to 2000.
We're closer to 2050 than we are to 2000.
Got it.
Yeah, yes. 2050 yes. And 2000, if you wanted to feel old.
Who will have more championships by 2050, the Royals or the Chiefs? Starting from now.
Chiefs. Because we're almost to the point where this team is going to have a minor rebuild. They're going to sell Lugo, India, Estevez, possibly Garcia. If he's on the table, there's names like Bubich involved as well.
Yep.
Bubich. So, I mean, it's like...
Will K-State, Missouri, or KU win a national championship in football by 2050?
Not a chance.
Is KU the only one who's has a chance to win a basketball championship until 2050?
No. No.
I don't know, because I want to know who's going to go after Bill Self.
Well, that's part of it, too.
You think K-State or Missouri would have a chance to win a basketball championship by 2050?
I think they'd have a chance to win both, but I think basketball's, I mean, it's inherently easier. You need one guy.
In basketball?
Yeah, you need one guy.
Yeah, football.
You get that five-star guy and you've got some role players around him, you can get there.
Well, and we always see what happens to Mizzou. They look really great, and then they play Alabama, Georgia, and like...
Couldn't you make the argument, though, that K-State gets number one quarterback recruit in the country, run through Big 12. Now they're in a playoff of 12 and they have a chance.
I like that more than basketball right now.
I actually think that's an easier path for a K-State or Missouri than basketball.
I mean, NIL changes that whole combo.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what? BYU's got a kid going to their basketball school next year for $7 million?
Yep.
Jeez.
Gosh. But it is the 4th of July. So since you are our guest, you can have the first pick. It'll go Mac, then me, Mac, then you. And we'll do five picks. We'll do four picks.
Anything relating to July 4th?
Anything.
Okay.
I will write down our teams.
With the first pick of the 2025 4th of July draft pick, Steven Spector selects...
No work.
Wow.
Damn it. Good pick. Starting out so strong.
I mean, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm... Now you're going to get the text line, no work, say that to me.
I get these guys.
Sorry.
Yeah. No work for me.
For me.
Okay. So Spec goes no work.
No work. Oh, it's a strong first one. I'm going to go Lake.
Okay.
Lake.
Henry. Rosenberger.
Have you been to the Ozarks yet?
I've not been to the Ozarks.
Okay.
You been to Table Rock?
Table Rock and there's...
Have you been to Beaver?
No, don't think so. Table Rock and there's a small Girardo, one that I go to quite a bit.
Jacomo.
In Lacine. But it's a tiny lake. But yeah.
I'm going to take the obvious. I'm going to take fireworks. It doesn't come with Katy Perry, but it could because she's single now.
And her. Yeah, I saw her in Orlando Bloom, Splitsville.
Yeah. And now Orlando Bloom is hanging out with Sydney Sweeney.
I hate
you. She's just knocking them dead, man.
They were all at a wedding together. They're not hanging out. They were all at a wedding together. Yeah. That's not hanging out. Oh, she was seen walking with Tom Brady. Well, yeah, they were getting on the same boat to go to the wedding. It's not seen together.
So we're snake drafting this thing. I'm going to go fireworks, and then I'm going to go beer.
Am I sitting across from Jay Binkley or Dusty Likens?
Exactly, right?
You're the one with Jay Binkley takes.
That's fair. To be fair, the ultimate Jay Binkley take is 4th of July draft, fireworks, and beer. That's an all-timer.
I might be Dusty's dad.
So Mac has the...
He's going second. He took the lake. So far, no work, lake, fireworks, beer are all off the draft board for the 4th of July themed draft. So now we're on to Mac Morey.
I'm going to take... Can I take grilled food?
So that's like burgers, dogs?
Burgers, brats, dogs.
Yeah, it takes it all off the table. But I think that's fine.
Is that fine?
Yeah. I mean, if that's what you want to go
I'm going to do that. Grilled the food.
He also says the brat is more superior than the hot dog.
I agree.
Okay. Hey, let's go.
Are you brats eating are that? Way better.
Are you eating that plain or are you putting mustard on it?
On a brat?
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
That's what we were told. Oh,
okay. We were told barbecue sauce on the dogs
or a brat.
Barbecue
sauce on a brat. I don't like the barbecue sauce on the dog. I'll put barbecue sauce on the brat.
Mm. Okay.
Boneless, skinless brats. There you go.
Do you like bathe it or do you put it on as you like put it on the bun? Like, do you like put it on the grill and like brush barbecue sauce on
no.
it? Okay.
After cooking, one straight line.
So you like it wet, not sticky?
I'm not going to answer that question because I don't need Mac having that drop of me in the system forever.
You're
until
the one
until 2050.
Yeah.
All right. So I have back-to-back picks here, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go Ray Charles, America the Beautiful.
I hate you.
Nice.
And I'm going to go baseball.
You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't. I think.
Damn.
I mean, when I think of July 4th, I think of that song. So yeah, give me America the Beautiful and baseball.
But now wait a minute, Mac, you're on the board.
Damn, I'm the only one who doesn't get back-to-back picks.
That's just the way it goes, man. That's life.
Got some good stuff coming in from the text line, but I'm gonna go. My list sucks. Let me take family and friends.
Oh, God. Breland speaks in the third round.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Captivate the hearts of the young audience, man.
Yeah,
you just drafted you just drafted Dorian O'Daniel in the third round.
Yeah.
Good special teamer.
Maybe worse. This may be Sky Moore in the second. Either
the
way.
Chiefs
either
way. Felix Nduke Uzama out of K-State. So back-to-back picks here. I'm going to go with barbecue, so pulled pork, brisket, ribs. God, I am Jay Binkley. And swimming pools.
Okay.
And that's a good pick.
That's your draft.
So I've got fireworks, beer, barbecue, swimming pools. You're going to think I have just America on the back of my back. So, yeah, I'm done. That's my four picks. And then we'll pull this on X and see who gets the draft. I don't think it's going to be grilled food, family, and friend.
Yeah.
What are and Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. You Jason?
Damn it.
Max at the lake with hot dogs and family.
And that's family.
It sounds like a nice July 4th.
This sounds solid.
But I think in comparison.
Yeah, you got a chance. I mean, the fact that I stole swimming pools at the top of the fourth round is insane.
I know.
That was a good pick. I'll give you that.
Swimming pools are good. Lake, though. I'm going to do the American flag cake.
There is something about that. You're pissed.
Good pick. I would never have actually thought of it, but it's a really good pick.
Thank you.
With the blueberries and the stars and the strawberries, it's great. I've never even actually eaten a piece of that.
Really?
Easy Armageddon. Yeah. Have you ever had a slice of that?
What?
When someone's made that, the Kuhwhip cake with like the stripes, you've had it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it just fruit pizza in the shape of a flag?
Pretty much with some, you know, like the baby finger layers in the middle.
Oh, that's what. Okay, is it like?
It's like a thin cake in the middle with the Cool Whip and then the
strawberries
and blueberries mixed in.
Okay, so you've got no work, Ray Charles, and baseball.
The firecracker popsicle.
What is that?
You know what he's talking about.
The red, white, and blue popsicle.
Oh, the bomb pop.
Yes.
Yeah, firecracker pop, bomb pop. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know the bomb pops were invented in Kansas City?
I did not.
Yes, they are.
Which is the best flavor, the red, the white, or the blue?
They're all the same.
Is
but I actually think the blue.
They are different flavors, isn't it?
Are they?
Can you really taste white cherry, blue raspberry?
Can you really taste the difference?
I don't know.
If we did a blind taste test and we cut up that popsicle, you think you could tell?
I think I'd be able to identify the blue.
Maybe.
Bomb pop's good.
Bomb pops are delicious.
They are. Have you had the cork bomb pop?
No. Oh, yes. Really good.
Pretty solid.
I actually had one on Saturday.
You can only have like one or two. They're a little
sweet.
Yeah.
But they're good.
Yeah.
It was created by James S. Merritt, Dave's dad. That's cool.
Dave Merritt's dad.
Yep, there you go.
He's a hell of a coach.
KCMO.
We have this. So that's our draft. So Spec takes no work, Ray Charles, baseball, and bomb pops. Mac Morey takes the lake, grilled food, family and friends, and the American flag cake. And then I took fireworks, beer, barbecue, swimming pool with surprise guest Jay Binkley. Hey, how long have you been hot? That's what he says to the month of July. So I asked this question last week, and I'm interested in your take. Would you be more surprised if Josh Simmons starts the season at left tackle or Rashee Rice is not suspended?
I'd be more surprised if Rashee Rice is not suspended.
Okay. So what do you think? It's a typical four gamer? Because we saw Tucker got 10. Now, obviously, he did a lot worse.
And both are bad, but yeah.
We're not trying to rank.
Not ranking bad decisions.
But like,
yeah, I think we've seen a precedent with the NFL that these guys get suspended. I don't care if it was last summer, 2 summers ago, whatever. Like, eventually, Rashee Rice is going to serve a suspension. So I would not be surprised. I think in a perfect world, maybe he's not like 100% healthy, but the Chiefs roll him out like he's healthy. They suspend him for 2 to 4 games, and then he's actually healthy by week 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad setup.
Yeah. Because I do think it's going to be the 4-gamer, which is tough because the first 4 games of the season are
brutal.
There's one easy one. It's the Giants. But then it's Chargers. What is it? Chargers, Ravens, Eagles, and Eagles.
Ravens, yeah.
Yeah. And then they had a schedule up of the Kansas City Chiefs on FanDuel.
I guess I just don't think that Josh Simmons is going to be the starting left tackle in September. You gave Jalen Moore, what, $21 million guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
right? You've talked basically since draft day, you know, we can say he's progressing the whole nine. They're going to move him along slowly. He's coming off a very unique knee injury. So I think unless Jalen Moore just has a terrible training camp, I think he's the left tackle starter week 1.
Okay. And then another Chiefs topic, gun to your head, what would you be more confident on? Go with the Deer Hunter here. Another one he hasn't seen. Great movie.
It's so hard to watch, though.
It's brutal.
I think I've seen it twice in my life. I'm not sure I'll ever watch it again.
Willem Dafoe, Deer Hunter. Weird movie.
I don't think he's in Deer Hunter. Guy.
Is he not? Willem Dafoe's on Deer Hunter?
No.
The Deer Hunter?
It's De Niro and Christopher Walken.
That's right. Walken. Yeah. Russian roulette, man.
Yeah.
So most comfortable you feel with this. McDuffie gets paid. Trey Smith gets paid. Karlaftis gets paid. Who's the odd man out?
Karlaftis.
We got crapped on because I said he'd be the chief to sizzle this year because of the Terrez Paylor narrative of the contract years undefeated.
Yep.
And people say that I'm highly doubting and putting a lot of shame on Karlaftis because he went 6, 10.5, and 8.
I heard you guys having this conversation earlier, and it struck me because I guess going back to that draft, I don't think there was a lot of hype for Karlaftis. Like,
he's a first-round pick.
I know, first-round pick, but there wasn't a lot of hype for Felix Anudike Uzomah.
Yeah.
Right? There was some hype of Xavier Worthy because he was really fast. He had a unique skill set. But
definite hype with McDuffie.
Was there?
He was the steal of the first round.
Yeah, I think there was intrigue because they traded and moved spots with the Bills, or moved in front of the Bills, right? But nobody in Kansas City watched Trent McDuffie play at Washington, right? I mean,
I didn't know who he was until we did the thing at Arrowhead.
Yeah, I just... And again, I'm choosing one word that you guys use is hype. Like, I guess I never thought of George Karlaftis as a lot of hype around him because he was not an athletic freak by any means, mm-hmm. right? He was just a bull-rushing, Big Ten, white defensive end. And the thought was he'd come along slowly, right? And they moved him slowly through that first year, and then he had a really good second year and a little bit backwards last year. But, yeah, I mean, Trey Smith's getting paid and Trent McDuffie is getting paid. I don't think there's any question about those two. So I think the obvious answer is George Karlaftis.
Would you trade Trent McDuffie for TJ Watt?
No.
No?
Really?
No.
I think you're the only one that we've really had to finally say no. Why is that?
Listen, there's no question that TJ Watt is more valuable, but dollars to dollars and age to age, give me Trent McDuffie.
No, I can't argue that.
What's more of an impactful position, though?
And the TJ Watt.
No
question. But I guess you already have a Manihue, Karlaftis, and Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So not that you have a surplus on the defensive line, but you take Trent McDuffie away from this secondary, and all of a sudden it's Jalen Watson, Christian Fulton.
Watson! Yes!
Thank Williams. You. Williams. Yeah.
Williams. Yeah. And again, age comes really quickly in the NFL. What's TJ Watt, 30?
Mm-hmm.
31?
He'll be 31.
And I think McDuffie's 25?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the age is a big factor. And the money's a big factor, too.
But speaking of factors, how much do you put the factor in that, like, Brett Veach has done this over and over and over again, finding these corners?
Yeah, he's also never drafted someone of the caliber of Trent McDuffie.
That nobody, you said, knew who he was.
No, knew who he was. Smart football people do, but... Yeah. Did you watch the University of Washington in 2020?
I didn't watch Louisiana Tech and knew Jerry Sneed was there.
Exactly. So you know, he's drafted L'Jarius Sneed in the third round, and he was a good player, but had a knee injury, right? And then Jalen Watson, seventh round. Josh Williams, fourth round. Trent McDuffie's the second or third best corner in the NFL. You don't let those guys go. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you're getting two first-round picks for him.
Or you're getting the best defensive player in the league.
Is he?
Second.
Myles Garrett?
Fine. Top it's two.
Fine tooth.
Yeah.
He's one of the most impactful players in the entire NFL.
Yes.
But again,
do the Chiefs have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl with McDuffie or TJ Watt?
This year, TJ Watt.
Okay. I would say this year and next year.
I mean, their pass rush would be insane.
TJ Watt and Chris Jones?
Dude, but again,
Karlaftis is down the other side.
I just don't know how, like, when you think about NFL roster construction, right? Like, not to get too nerdy, but how many times are you trading an all-pro 25-year-old for an all-pro 31-year-old?
You're not.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be an aggressive all-time move. And you'd have to think that that means they don't think Chris Jones has a lot longer. That means George Karlaftis is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And Menehue's probably not coming back next year. So then you're starting your whole defensive line over with just TJ Watt next year and a 33-year-old Chris Jones.
But
with
that,
maybe Gelati, maybe Norman Lott.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to hope that those guys pan out. No, thank you. Okay. Yeah, give me Trent McDuffie.
I get it.
Yeah, Bob thinks he's in the ring or the circle of trust with like Jones and Kelsey and Mahomes and those guys. Like he's part of that. And Creed Humphrey.
If tier one is Mahomes, Kelsey, Jones, Trent McDuffie is the top of the list of tier two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably Trent, Trey, Creed.
For sure.
Creed. On that list.
Yeah. Bucker.
No.
No, because he's older.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm confused on what we're talking about.
Modern day, like, well, I guess.
Tiers of untouchable.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just talking circle of trust. That's fair. Yeah.
Circle of trust. Yeah. I mean, Harrison Bucker's in the circle of trust, but tiers of untradeable, untouchable.
Totally. Yeah. No, I get you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say back to Caitlin Clark, 913 says, my wife knows who CC is, but doesn't know who Lamar Jackson is.
It's fair.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people like that.
It'd be interesting if we could somehow do that.
I know.
And it'll, you know, obviously females will skew Caitlin Clark and male probably skew a little more Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark, Sophie Cunningham.
Talk to me in a year.
Mm. Talk to me tomorrow. where do you rank 4th of July, by the way, holiday-wise?
Middle of the pack.
Okay.
Middle of the year, middle of the pack.
Christmas 1? Thanksgiving?
No, Labor Day.
Okay.
Start of football.
That's fair. Binkley is...
Summer's over.
Time to get to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little sweatpant.
How old are your boys?
3 and 1.
So 4th of July is tough for you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't like fireworks.
Okay.
So...
They started last night. I don't know how it is out here.
I heard fireworks last night. Yeah. I mean,
it started at 5 o'clock.
It's hot. I would say in my 20s, the 4th of July is up there, but at 38...
It ain't great.
It's falling down the list.
We appreciate the time. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day today.
Thanks for letting me get sports takes off.
Absolutely. It's Chiefs season, baby. The wheels are turning. We wrap this show up on the other side, and I play a quote from a movie that Mac's never seen that will get you ready to light up some fireworks, baby. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Kansas City Sports, some breaking news out of the world of news. This is from ABC News. Breaking news, Sean Diddy Combs has been found not guilty on racketeering and sex trafficking. Guilty on 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, but not guilty on racketeering. So that is the news out of the entertainment world that was just brought to our attention. But it is the 4th of July weekend, so I just want to give the news when we get the news. But 4th of July weekend, one of the best times of the year. Labor Day, what an interesting choice. What an interesting choice.
People love Labor Day.
Yeah, it makes sense because it is still hot. You can still kind of enjoy the water, the booze.
It's like the goodbye to pools kind of thing.
It is cool for us because that's like primo fantasy football weekend.
every year. That that's
Monday,
the draft.
The Monday is, it's either that Sunday or that Monday.
Usually, yep. It's the best time to do it.
Oh, it's no excuse, right? Everybody's here. Everybody's there.
Well, we had the preseason games too. It's as close as you can get to the season. You know who's injured.
Dusty headed to Prairie Band in Topeka for my brother's bachelor trip. Golf, gambling, and drinking all weekend. I've got to know, though, you putting it on black or red? Always red.
Okay.
Red until you're dead.
It's like tails never fails?
Yep.
All right.
Red until you're dead. Somebody says from the 816, once the kids get to 5 and 6, the 4th becomes a top-tier holiday. I hated it for about a decade and was ready to kill people when my kids were the age of Specs kids. That's why I always ask.
Yeah.
Because a buddy of mine just went to the Gulf Shores and he said this year is a little bit easier than last year because the one of the people they go with, their kid has gotten older. And you know, you're like 3 years old at the beach, it's not really fun. Then you're 4, you're getting there. But then by the time they're 5, you know, the ocean isn't super scary, they're not super cranky all the time.
Yeah, make a sandcastle. Yeah.
Leon Sandcastle. I understand that because it is tough because I remember, you know, my friends in general that are we're all getting older now. Obviously, their kids are getting older. So it's one of those things where now they're like, yeah, it's a little bit more enjoyable. My kids aren't like inside with like the noise proof headphones on and whatnot. They actually are able to enjoy it. They actually go light the firework now. I'll never forget when my uncle told my cousin, who was like 7 at the time, he's like, all right, we're going to light this and then run like hell. And then the rest of the night, my cousin was like telling people, light it and run like hell. And I'm like, yes, absolutely, 100%. But yeah, 4th of July weekend, man, we are there, baby. We are there. God, I love 4th of July. So much on the table. The napkins with the stars and stripes, plates that are themed.
I saw the theme plates yesterday, got some, of course.
The smell in the air. Mm-hmm. Were they Dixie plates?
Maybe they were.
Just trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to tell you. And by the end of 4th of July, limp Dixie plate. That's what I'm telling you, man. Everybody's got it. Yeah, see, I love the 4th, but when you have a newborn, you start to hate it. Exactly. Like, I feel bad for the dogs. Some dogs are like, eh, whatever. And then there's others, it's like, once you hear the first boom, it's like, they're in that little nook of a hiding place. But man, God almighty. What's going to be hotter, the weather on 4th of July or Sophie Cunningham celebrating that locker room? Did you see the grin on the boss's face? He's like, I did see it.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, you did.
Is it no comment?
I tried to tell people. The text line said, Dusty, you're right. Sydney Thompson or Sophie Cunningham, Sydney Sweeney. The greater sign towards Cunningham.
What?
And I said, I'm trying to tell people.
No.
He said, keep preaching.
No.
M-I-Z, baby. Let me be your Z-O-U.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
What the?
Shout out Larry Dawson. Overland Park sucks on the 4th. Always have to go to Missouri to blow things up. Come on over, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. We got fireworks and stadiums, baby.
Hell yeah, and some weed.
Yeah, well, yeah, got a lot of that.
Yeah.
You smell sulfur in the air and skunk.
Yes.
Is somebody going to town on a pinky racer? No, that's Larry.
Top garage holiday, too, 4th of July. It's up there.
Oh, yeah. It's almost accepted.
Encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Like, you could just hit a hooter on the patio, and everyone's like, oh, that's just Mac and Dusty back there. And then it's all of a sudden, where'd my husband go? And he comes back, and he's like, are the hot dogs still out?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, fireworks.
But, yeah, 4th of July, baby. Get that inflatable pool out. That's where you should go today.
That's what I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the plan today. Surfsides, inflatable pool.
Breakfast.
Yep, breakfast.
Nap.
Yep.
Surfside.
You know it.
Pool.
Yes, that's literally my day.
I ain't done.
And then I have breakfast for dinner tonight. Breakfast for dinner tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
May I ask? What's the...
It's over at mom's house. It's with my sister and my new brother-in-law.
So it'll be a spread.
It'll be eggs, it'll be bacon, it'll be pancakes. I'm trying to think. Eggs, bacon, pancakes. What else do I need?
Hash browns?
No, there probably won't be hash browns.
You should go to Hy-Vee and grab those frozen ones and have them be put in the air fryer. And then when you walk in with it, they will introduce you.
There will be a day that is the end. the collapse of time and all that stood within it. A day of nothing, of no one, of nowhere. But that day is not today. Today we burn bright. Today we blind the earth with our desire. And while it is still ours, we will bend history to witness this moment, to witness this man. The humble consequence of carbon, the fleeting spray of life turned diamond by the sun, forever suspended in that instant, indifferent to the gods, for he does not envy their power. He will not plead their pardon. He will curse and spit and sneer and shout his name at the heavens. I am the shining arc of humanity. Yield to my dominion. And if we must compete for our place within existence, we submit as our champion, the champion of the world, of now and of always, of the air, of the fire, of the sea, of the land, of the free! Ladies and gentlemen, the Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
Yep, that's right, baby. Joey T. Joey Chi, baby, but I want to give you all what I give you all the time when I do a 4th of July show. And that is the speech that will make you run to the store and grab beer. Go get fireworks. Go get an American flag. Go do everything. Bill Pullman, take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
No doubt about it, baby. Feel it in your plums. Have a fun 4th of July. Enjoy it. Family, lakes, barbecue, grilled items, the day off, whatever it is you may do. But if you could do something, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year, or their 4th of July holiday.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today, it's Simply Cool to Care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you Monday.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.